Chapter 2. Rain, rain, go away.
Okay, let's go, my brother Jonah says that night, waking me from a restless sleep. I scowl and open my eyes. Jonah is standing in my room right by my bed. Our dog Prince, an adorable brown and white mutt, is next to Jonah, wagging his tail. I glance at my alarm clock. It's 11:45 p.m., Jonah is only 7, and his bedtime was hours ago. He's wearing a green hoodie and his sneakers. He's dressed to go somewhere at close to midnight. I know what he's trying to do. Ever since I got home from school, everyone has been trying to make me feel better about not being chosen as the leader of the carnival. Nothing has worked. Not one of my favorite dinners, spaghetti and meatballs, not family movie night, not even phone calls from both Frankie and Robin making sure I'm okay. I said I am, but I'm not. I don't feel like going into a fairy tale, I tell Jonah now. Forget it. I pull my blanket over my head. But Abby, Jonah sings songs, guess what I have? M&M's. And I saved you all the blue ones, your favorite. I throw the blanket off my head and sit up. I hold out my hand. Jonah grins and sits down next to me. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out 5 mashed-up, cracked blue M&Ms. He pours them in my palm. They're hot. So gross. But they're M&Ms, so I pop the handful in my mouth anyway. But not even candy can make me happy. I'm too upset to go, I tell him. Come on, Abby, Jonah says. It'll take your mind off not getting picked. It's hopeless. Go back to bed. I flop down and pull the covers over my head again. Prince jumps up on my bed. He grabs the edge of my blanket with his teeth and pulls it back. I hear Jonah laugh. Prince, go away, I say. Prince does not go away. He nudges my shoulder with his little chocolate-colored nose. Come on, Abby, Jonah says. We gotta move. It's almost midnight. No. Woof! Prince whisper barks, as if he suddenly had an idea. Then he hops off my bed and takes off running out of my room. We hear him scurrying down the stairs. Uh-oh. Now you don't have a choice, Jonah says gleefully. You know Prince will go without us. Ah, Prince totally will. All he has to do is hit the mirror 3 times with his paw to make it swirl. He's done it before. I want to pull the blankets back over my head, but I can't. I have to stop Prince. I jump out of bed, slip on my sneakers, and pick up my orange and white watch from my desk. My watch keeps track of the time back home, and if we end up in a fairy tale, I'll need it to know what time it is here. Jonah and I hurry down the stairs trying to be quiet. My parents don't know about the magic mirror and can't know. We round the curve and go down the steps to the basement. Prince is standing right in front of the mirror, waiting patiently. Aw, good boy. The mirror is huge, twice the size of me, and has a stone frame decorated with fairies and wands. Prince lets out a small woof and presses on the glass part of the mirror with his paw. Prince, no! A whisper shout. The mirror starts to hiss. That means that Mary Rose, the fairy who's cursed to live inside our mirror, is going to let us go through. She doesn't always. Sometimes we knock and knock and nothing happens. Does she know what happened at school today? She does seem to know everything, except how to get herself uncursed. I keep trying to help her with that, unsuccessfully. Which isn't that surprising, considering I can't even get myself chosen as leader of the school carnival. I'm feeling very sorry for myself, thank you very much. Enough, Prince, I say, trying to grab his collar and pull him away. But Prince wiggles out of my grasp and nudges the mirror again. He is not the best listener. He has a lot of puppy in him. The mirror turns purple. Oh, great. We're almost at the place of no return. Although, if Mary Rose is letting us in, then that means she wants us to go in. Maybe she has a mission for us. Prince leaps at the mirror with his paw. I don't stop him this time. The mirror starts swirling. Should I go? Yes. No. I don't know. Prince, wait, I say. Prince eyes me. He doesn't move. Prince, jump through, Jonah says. My mouth drops open. And Prince leaps right into the mirror through the swirling purple portal. And then he's gone. Jonah! I cry. Why did you do that? I was still debating. Now we have no choice. My brother gives me a sheepish grin. Right, we have no choice. See you in the fairy tale. He waves and jumps inside. What? Did my little brother and Prince just go through on their own? Ah! I can't see Prince or Jonah. All I see is swirling purple. Obviously, I can't let them land in some fairy tale without me. I'm coming, Jonah! I cry and leap through. I land on my butt. Ouch! It's hot here. And humid. Steamy. It feels like the sauna that my mom once took me to when we were at a spa in a hotel. The air smells good. Fresh, like palm trees and flowers. It's dark, so it must be nighttime here. Jonah! I call. Prince! A raindrop lands on my head. Oh, no. Of course, I have no umbrella. Another raindrop. And another. And then, whoosh! The rain goes from drizzling to downpour in seconds. My flannel pajamas are soaked. Oh, crumbs. I'm wearing flannel pajamas. I wasn't supposed to go into a fairy tale tonight. I was supposed to sulk about my sad situation. And where are Jonah and Prince? I swivel my head and squint in the dark, trying to see through the sheets of rain. Wait, something is glinting. It's the silver buckle of Prince's collar. Yes, there he is. He's getting as soaked as I am. And there, sitting right next to Prince, is a very wet Jonah. Phew! Abby! Jonah says, jumping to his feet and racing over to me. Prince bounds over, too. I knew you'd come. Are you feeling better now? Because getting rained on is fun? I ask, getting to my feet. No, because going into stories is fun. True, it is. The rain is not letting up. Jonah pulls his hoodie tighter around his head. I really wish I wasn't wearing wet flannel. Prince shakes his fur. Well, Jonah says, it might be dark and raining, but at least you won't be thinking about the carnival. Why not? I ask. Because you'll be too busy figuring out where we are, what we have to do, and how to get home, Jonah says, cocking his head to the side. Jonah's right. I am distracted by our new surroundings. But the carnival is still in the back of my mind, annoying me, like a teeny tiny splinter in my brain. I glance around. My eyes are adjusting to the dark, and I can see lush greenery and palm fronds, which look like fans. Could we be in a jungle? On an island? Let's walk until we come to something we recognize, I suggest. Then we'll know what story we're in. Look, Jonah says, pointing. There's a path through the grass. Should we follow it? Might as well, I say. As we walk, Jonah keeps craning his neck and looking up at the sky. Jonah, first of all, watch where you're going or you're going to trip, I say. Second of all, what are you looking for?
A beanstalk, he says.
I roll my eyes. Of course he is. My little brother is obsessed with Jack and the Beanstalk. We haven't gone into that fairy tale yet, but he is always hoping we will. Well, I don't see a farm, or a cow, or a beanstalk, or a giant, I say. But let's keep walking. Jonah's face brightens. Prince scampers ahead of us. The rain has let up, and now it's just very warm and humid. Jonah reaches into his hoodie pocket and pops an M&M into his mouth. Want one? He asks. You already ate all the blue ones. I only have a few left. Let's not waste them, I say. We might be starving in a few hours. I spot a muddy body of water to our left. There are toads, lizards, and weird-looking insects crawling all over the low green bushes beside it. Eek. I think that's a swamp, I tell Jonah. What's a swamp? Jonah asks. I try to remember what we learned about swamps at school. I'm pretty sure they're flooded areas of land, and when rivers and lakes overflow from rain, you get a swamp. Jonah's shoulders slump. I'm guessing there are no swamps in Jack and the Beanstalk? I don't think so, I say. Sorry. Jonah kicks at a pebble. But at least now I know what story we are in. I raise an eyebrow. How could he know? Which one? I ask. The one that has a swamp in it, he says, and looks very pleased with himself. Oh, that one, I say with a laugh and shake my head. Little brothers. I try to remember all the fairy tales my Nana read us before we moved to Smithville. I can't think of any fairy tales with a swamp. Jonah scrunches up his face. He looks like he's about to suggest something, probably Jack and the Beanstalk again, when we hear Prince let out a weird, low growl. He's come to a stop ahead of us, his ears pricked up and his little body tense. Grrr-woof! Grrr-woof! Our dog is growling at something near the swamp's edge. What's wrong, Prince? Jonah asks, taking a step closer to the swamp. Growl-woof! Growl-woof! Prince barks again. And then Prince does something really strange. He slinks down like he's afraid and lets out a whine. Jonah and I stare at each other. What is out there? And then I see it. Big yellow eyes. Pointy white teeth. A super long, super big slithering green body. Alligator! I shout at the top of my lungs. Yep, just a few feet away, coming out of the swamp onto the grass, is a massive green alligator. Ah! Why are we standing here waiting for it to eat us? Run, Jonah! I cry.